Hi guys, and welcome back to Topic Tuesday episode 13. If you've been able to watch any of the previous episodes, then thank you so much. Your support even is so much appreciated. And if you were able to watch the one with my dad, honestly, your comments and all the messages you sent me on Instagram made his day. He's so happy you loved it, and I'm so happy you loved it. So thank you. Just before we start, I don't know, you guys might tell that I'm talking differently. I got like the biggest, fattest ulcer on the inside of my lip, and it's rubbing on my teeth when I talk. So I feel like I'm having to like adjust the way I speak. So I'm sorry if that comes across really irritating. But yeah, I just have the worst ulcer ever, and I know what it's from. It's 100% stress induced. We just got back from Dubai. We had the most amazing holiday, but unfortunately we had the hell of a plane journey ride home, and I was so stressed for like 8 hours straight, and I landed and I had this huge ulcer. So yeah, let's get into today's Topic Tuesday though. I wanted to do this as a Topic Tuesday and have this saved and available on all platforms because I and my family have just recovered from one of like the worst times of our life. For those who may not know, I have an 18-month-old baby boy who recently just recovered from severe eczema and a whole bunch of allergies that we had to kind of like navigate in the past year. And now I'm in a space of my life with healing energy and a new lease of life and just kind of like eyes wide open. I feel like it's now my responsibility to do this video to help any other families out there, whether it be moms, whether it be dads, single, like not single people, but people themselves who struggle from eczema, just to put my like testimony down. And if I can help just one person, as my dad said in last episode, then that is like so important to me. So let's start from the beginning. Ziggy was born perfectly fine, bless him. He was beautiful, so well cooked, no problems at all. And about, see, it's really difficult for me because I was looking back on my phone last night and I find it really like traumatizing going back through my pictures when I was like trying to put together a timeline of events. So I actually stopped because I could feel myself getting really, really emotional. And it kind of all is a bit of a blur to me. Unfortunately, that's what trauma does. It kind of like blurs everything out. But I think it was around like five months because he was born in the July and it happened around the October, November. Ziggy started to develop really severe eczema. It started off in this area, all around his neck, and overnight, like wildfire spread all down his chest and covered his whole body. Really difficult time for us, actually. I've never dealt with eczema myself personally. My sister actually suffered from really bad eczema. But myself, I've never really had to deal with it. So for me, it was all very new. And obviously when you have a brand new baby and they are suffering so much, your whole world kind of just does collapse. I tried to stay strong, like as much as I could. But inside, when your baby is sick, there's like, sometimes you just fall apart. I was like a mess on the floor. So yeah, he just developed eczema. Now, I have my own thoughts and feelings as to what caused this, and I'm happy to share them because it's my story. But what I don't want anyone to think is that it's me influencing them like not to do something. I have my own reasons as to what I believe this is, and I'm gonna call and use the word jabbies because I don't want the video to be picked up for anything. I believe that the jabbies I gave and allowed Ziggy to have were the cause of this, because prior to him having them, he was perfectly fine. And it was literally like a week and a half after he had them that everything went tits up, quite literally. Now, first things first, as a parent, I have so many regrets. And I think as a first time mom who was suffering from postpartum depression, I feel like I didn't use my autonomy enough. I feel like I was not pressured, because I don't ever want to put that on anyone. It was solely mine and Seth's responsibility. But I feel like I didn't listen to myself. I feel like I didn't listen to my gut. I feel like I was scared. I feel like I was really, really scared. And this is my own fault as a parent, because I didn't do enough research into the jabbies themselves. I was completely naive and was just kind of like, yeah, okay, we'll do it. And I should have done a lot more research into it, because I myself am quite anti-jabbies, but I just wanted to do what at the time I like thought was right. But I remember his appointment was like really delayed. And I remember thinking in my head, like, this isn't what I thought it was. Like, Ziggy's appointments haven't come in as like structured as they do. And I also remember when we went for the appointment, we had to go back, I think it was two times, because the first time they were like, oh, we haven't got X in stock. And then the second time they were saying something about it not being in the fridge. And I remember thinking in my head, I was like, this is chaos. And I sat there and thought I should say to the nurse, like, can you double check? Like, can you check the labels? Because unfortunately, I also found her energy very chaotic. Now, this is not to blame her at all, but I just remember in my head, everything that happened in the appointment, my gut was screaming like, this is chaos. And I really do feel, looking back, that like, I don't know if something was missed or don't know if something was double done, because even when we came back the second time, she was asking me like with regards to all the records. And of course, me being like completely brain mush at the time, I didn't really have confidence in even what I was saying. So yeah, those are my reasons as to how I feel Ziggy developed this overnight. Of course, I am not advising or influencing anyone not to do that for their kids. I personally feel like the responsibility is in the parents' hands, and you do exactly what you feel is right, no matter what anyone tells you. If a mom sat and said to me, like, now looking back of Ziggy's journey, would you advise me not to? I would say like, this is not my place to say anything. You have to do what's right for you. And also, if you look into the research, there's lots of kind of like articles and blogs and medical professionals that you can follow who talk to the audience about a direct correlation between jabbies and eczema and allergies. So yeah, those are my personal opinions, but yeah, would never advise anyone not to. It's all up to the parents. So unfortunately, it came to a space where we had a really, really poorly child. And even looking back at pictures, I didn't even realize how ill he was. Now he's healed. He was just a big, red, swollen ball. His skin was red, raw, dry, super, super red in color. And Ziggy has very much a yellow undertone. He's quarter African, so he's got like a lot of melanin in his skin. And unfortunately, his whole body was just screaming. It was so red and so raw. And unfortunately, he was super, super unhappy for about 8 to 9 months of his life. Now, at first, when I went to the doctors, when he was covered in eczema, I knew what they were going to tell me based on my sister's journey. And the first thing they did was tell me that I needed to use steroid cream for Ziggy. Now, luckily enough, I know a lot about steroid cream because my sister had tropical steroid withdrawal, which is where your body literally withdraws from steroid cream. And in my opinion, it's a really dangerous product. Again, my opinion only, if it's up to anyone, if they want to use it. So every time I went to the doctors, no matter how many times I said I didn't want to use steroid cream, it was the only answer. I think it wasn't until about the fourth or fifth time that I sat in front of a guy and they told me, get Ziggy allergy tested. Because when eczema develops and continues to develop as the baby grows older and is weaning, they can develop serious allergies. It's all interlinked. So I, of course, asked on the health system that we have how long that was going to take, and the wait time was extremely long. So he told me I should go private, which, of course, I understood, because when your baby is sick, the only thing you want to do is help them. I paid £400 to take Ziggy to a private doctor and pediatrician, allergy specialist, the best £400 I've ever spent. And when we went to the allergy appointment, he told us that Ziggy had a number of allergies. Now, during this, I actually have a friend who's very close to my heart whose son was going through the same thing. And she had been to a private dermatologist who was able to talk to her a lot about creams and advised her to start using Epiderm. Now, Epiderm plays a huge part in our journey as well, because it was the only cream that would help soothe Ziggy's skin. Now, Epiderm is not going to get rid of eczema, because eczema needs healing from the inside and is all linked with the gut. However, Epiderm is incredible at soothing Ziggy's skin. This is not an ad. I'm not being paid to say this. I have worked with them previously, which is a dream, because it's something that's really close to me. But genuinely, hand on heart, if any moms or anyone was to ask me what worked, it was Epiderm. Just trying to soothe it, but it's never gonna fix the eczema. So I'm so glad that I have this person in my life, because she really helped me in a time where no one around me seemed to be able to help me. And if you're watching this, Molly, I adore you and thank you so much for all the help you've given me. So when we went to the allergy appointment, they allergy tested Ziggy, and I obviously told the doctor, like, I'm exclusively breastfeeding him. I don't know if it's something in my diet that's upsetting him, because not only did he have red raw eczema, his poos were like green, gooey, stringy mess. It wasn't like a normal poo, and that is a huge sign of allergies within a baby, where something's really upsetting their stomach. Now, when the doctor told me, when you go to an allergy appointment, they like to understand and for you to kind of give like, create a picture of what you think it may be. So I can't remember off the top of my head, but he tested Ziggy for eggs, dairy, nuts, peanuts, banana, because Ziggy at this time was loving banana. And I was like, oh my God, is banana affecting him? Because it's still Ziggy's favorite food. He's obsessed. It was banana. It was wheat. It was oats. And it was fish, I think. I can't remember them off the top of my head, but some main food groups. And unfortunately, most of them came back positive. So on the spot, I immediately decided to stop breastfeeding. Now, I did this for two reasons. First of all, because actually mentally, it was really affecting me. And I don't think I realized how much it was draining me, quite literally. I was a very unhappy person. And I don't mean to be negative, but I think with my hormones and how much Ziggy was feeding, it was quite literally just draining me. So I said to myself before I went to this appointment, if it's me that's actually affecting him, i.e. he's getting these allergies through my breast milk, then that is a sign from the universe that I'm going to stop. Obviously, I could have continued breastfeeding him and cut out all of the food groups, but like, that would have made me even more unhappy. Like, I live off eggs. I have like three a day, and cheese is like one of my favorite foods. So I was like, I'm going to be an even more unhappy person, because obviously food means a lot to me. So I felt awful even for thinking that, but I knew it was a step in a journey that we had to take. So I stopped breastfeeding the second he told me. I was so emotional. I broke down in tears at the allergy appointment, because I was like, not only is this like finding out that your baby has all these allergies, but it's also like something that you did love, although you didn't realize how much was affecting you. Like, it just stops. And it's sad. You do kind of mourn that, because I do feel like although breastfeeding was tough, it was so magical. Immediately, the doctor prescribed Ziggy with hypoallergenic formula. So this is the likes of Neocate. And of course, I scooped up with both hands, because he was telling me that this is all vegan, and this was going to be helping, going to be the next step in helping Ziggy. So we went home and I literally gave him his first bottle of formula, stopped breastfeeding. And I did see a improvement. I did see a little bit of relief for Ziggy for about 2 weeks. And then, unfortunately, it got 10 times worse, and Ziggy's skin came back with a real fight. Now, I soon did, from my research, and I already am really into gut health, I soon realized that, unfortunately, this formula was packed of seed oils, which are a huge inflammatory to the gut. A lot of artificial things, which are not, in my opinion, we should not be shoving down our babies' throats. And it really didn't have a lot of greatness in there. Now, this is not me bashing formula. I think formula is incredible, and a fed baby is a happy baby. But unfortunately, this formula was really affecting Ziggy as well. Now, this is fast forward. This is going into like 2023, around March, April time. I just realized, I was looking at him and I was like, you kind of got better, but now you got worse. So obviously with the weaning, he was having none of his allergens, which I felt helped. But then I was thinking in my head, and everyone around me, especially me and Seth, we were like, this formula isn't working. Like, every time we gave him a bottle, he would like rip at his skin. He would scream the house down. He would rip his skin so much he would bleed. He was just so uncomfortable, and he was so red and so angry. And I remember one night in specifics, we were in the apartment. It was bedtime and we'd given Ziggy a bottle. It was like immediate reaction. He drank it and immediately he was just like literally scraping at his skin, red raw, could not contain his itch. And I remember Seth, I have like a very long corridor in my apartment. It took Seth about 5 hours walking up and down nonstop in the apartment to settle Ziggy. Like that in itself is so exhausting and mentally draining, not only for us, but for our child. And that was our life for a very long time. We were all kind of surviving off about 2 hours sleep a night. The sleep deprivation was for real. And that's not just for me and Seth, that was for Ziggy also. Now, sleep is the most nourishing thing in our life. Sleep is the best medicine. So not only did our son have these severe eczema and allergies, he also wasn't sleeping. So it was like a recipe for disaster. And I'm fast forwarding a lot because if I did it day by day, we'd be here all day. But it got to a point I went on, I don't even know how I did this because I was in the worst headspace of my life. But my best friend was getting married and I had her hen do. And I remember Seth had Ziggy for the long weekend. And I remember I flew to Mallorca and I was on the hen do and I called Seth in the evening when I arrived and he was like, he wasn't beside himself because he's strong in that sense, a lot stronger than me, but he was tearing at his hair. He was like, Ziggy is really sick. Like, we can't keep doing this. Like, we know the formula is wrong for him. And we're literally just going by like what society tells us to do rather than sticking to our instincts as parents and as humans. And as two people who are really in love with healthy food and like the power of food and food being the medicine for us as humans, because it is. And he said to me, he was like, I'm stopping the formula. Now, I'm a control freak. And in that headspace that I was in at the time, I was like, no, because we have to give our baby formula because that's what we have to do with babies. And I was really kind of in that headspace of doing what we're told to do. And he was like, we cannot do this anymore. If we continue to do this, like we're all going to crumble, even though we kind of already had crumbled. And I look back and I thank God that I went on that hen do, because I think if I didn't, I would have controlled the situation too much and not allowed that to happen. And so Seth stopped the formula within that second. And then I kind of freaked out because I was like, but how are we going to feed Ziggy? Because like that's that formula that he has does kind of fill him up. And Seth was like, yeah, but read the ingredients, Luce. It's filling him up in the wrong way. So, and I think, I don't know if this is more of a cultural thing, but it was actually Seth's dad that was like, listen, as long as he's getting nutrients in a form, a liquid form, because at that stage Ziggy was taking more liquid as belly filling than food, he was like, that's all that matters. And he was like, I'm gonna make up a formula for you. And I'm thinking in my head, what the f, like, for me formula is the stuff that comes in the supermarkets in the tin. So basically we got to a point where we completely took Ziggy off the Neocate completely, and we made him his own formula. Now, formula to me now is subjective. It's what you make it. We started with a base of sweet potato. So we boiled a lot of sweet potato and blended it down in like a real strong blender, like a NutriBullet. So it makes it so silky, like smooth and easy to be drank out of the teat of a bottle. And we would add in a lot of different beans because they're a huge source of calcium. So all sorts, organic beans. We would add in spinach. We would add in swede. We sometimes would add in other green veg, but mostly we stuck to like orange root vegetables and beans because they are a huge source of all the things that Ziggy needed. And we cooked them, we boiled them down, we blended them, and we put them in ice cubes in the freezer. And when it was time for Ziggy to have his bottle, we put 3 ice cubes of the vegetable mix in a bottle, added hot water, shook it up, and that was Ziggy's bottle. Within 2 weeks he was healed. Within 2 weeks, he had no eczema on his body. Within 2 weeks, his beautiful skin started to show. Within 2 weeks, the redness was gone. Like, the power of food is everything, I'm telling you. And I thank God that kind of, I guess Seth's dad took that step for us, because I think I would have been too scared to do it. I was too much of a control freak and I was too much sticking to what society tells us to do, when in fact that was harming our son the most. So that to us is a complete savior. Now, I'm not telling anyone to do this. I'm not advising that. I'm not a medical professional. I'm far from it. But I can only do what I can only tell my story. And this was a pivotal change, like changed for us. So with him having the vegetable formula, we also started to introduce like heavily nutritious meals, because as time has gone on in this story, Ziggy's got older and he is more into his meals. So the bottles were reducing to around two a day, one in the morning, one at night, and the meals were increasing, and heavily nutrient intense meals. So loads of lentils, green, dark leafy veg. That's where you get calcium. It's the biggest source of calcium. That if you go in the supermarket and get the dark green leafy veg, that is a power food. Loads of kale. If you can get organic, but it's not the end of the world. Again, a lot of like sweet potato, lots of root vegetables, beetroot. And we were just shoving him with all this food. At this stage, like, he's still a little baby. He doesn't really know left from right. Like, he's not fussy with foods. Now he's developed a bit of fuss and he's a sassy king. But he was taking everything in, and all this food and superfoods we were giving him. As the days were going on, our boy came back. And it was the most beautiful thing in the whole entire world. And I'm so glad we took that step change into helping our son. With eczema, it all derives from the gut. So even as an adult, if you have eczema on your body, something's not happy with your gut. It might need detoxifying from any heavy metals, which are in jabbies, by the way, which is why I think it's interlinked. You might have an allergen. So you might be eating something that you're actually allergic to. Part of the reason why Ziggy was reacting so much is because he developed these allergens, which you can develop when you have the jabbies. And then it was in my breast milk. So he wasn't necessarily been giving it in food form that we were giving him, but it was, I ate so many, like it was heavily in my breast milk. So he was reacting to me. My breast milk became a disaster for him, which actually, when you think about it, is quite funny, because breast milk's meant to be like the power source and society tells us that breast is best, but it's not, because in this instance, my breast milk was really hurting Ziggy. So stopping the breastfeeding, number one, tick. Then we went on to the Neocate, which temporarily helped, but then ended up hurting Ziggy more because his gut was so sensitive. His gut was so raw and his gut was reacting to anything. So then pumping him with seed oils, which this hypoallergenic formula is full of, because I have to make it from something and it's vegan, then was just making Ziggy's gut even worse, because they're huge inflammatories, even as grown adults. Like, it's in a lot of alternative milks now, which a lot of people will tell you are really harmful to our gut. So changing that was the thing that fixed Ziggy. And then within the ninth month, so started in the October, November, by 2003, after my sister's wedding, so when was that? Kind of like August, September, we started to have our boy back. Ziggy started sleeping through the night, 13 hours a night. That never happened before. Ziggy started smiling and laughing and running around. Ziggy was quite a late crawler, actually. And I always thought to myself, I was like, what's up? Why doesn't he want to move? But I know why he didn't want to move, because he was in so much pain. He was that swollen and red, raw and itchy that I think he was literally like, no, I'm going to just stay still because this is too painful for me. He then started walking immediately after. He just turned into this incredible... He already was incredible, but he just started to be the boy that like I knew he was. I'm not going to lie, in that time, I literally thought that like this was it. And I thought that this was just going to be it. And it was a devastating time for me because I was like, I don't understand why. Not only that, but the holidays that we went on. So we were fortunate enough to take like four or five trips with Ziggy in the first 6 months of 2023, but they were disastrous because the sun would affect him really, really bad. So he couldn't go in the sun, which all the holidays were in sunny countries. And basically he just cried the whole time and didn't sleep. And it was a pretty exhausting time for us all. And recently coming back from a trip where he's just been healed, it was the best trip of my life. And his golden glowy skin just radiated everything. And it was just the most incredible thing. And I'm so glad like we healed our son with no steroid cream. So this is my message to you as parents, like stick to your gut. If you know about steroid cream, don't cave. I caved once and I gave Ziggy hydrocortisone. Within about 3 days, it came back 10 times worse, which is what steroid cream does. So try and just stick to your gut and stick to like natural holistic healing. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm not advising anything, but I really believe in it. And it's what healed our son. It's about resetting the gut. And now when I talk to moms, I get really taken back when I have so many messages of newborn babies with all these problems. If you think about it, it's really quite mind-blowing. Like, think about it. They are protected in the womb for 10 months of their lives. They come out and they suddenly all have eczema. And they suddenly then all start developing allergens. To me, that shows you, unfortunately, that in the real big wide world, there's some really harmful things out there to us as humans. And our babies are telling us. Our baby's skin is telling us. Our baby's gut is screaming, like, this isn't good for me. And we as parents need to take control of that. And you can be in control of that. You just have to have the confidence. Does that make sense? I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I've missed so much of the story. But if I told you all the story, we would be here all day. So I had loads of questions written in. So I'm going to go through the questions now, and I will hopefully touch on more of the story as I go through the questions. So when breastfeeding, how did you deal with disease eczema? My four month old is starting to suffer. So when I was breastfeeding at the beginning, I didn't necessarily think that I was the problem. And then it really soon clicked when the really bad poo started happening. Like when I say they were green and stringy, I was like, and he wasn't properly like having four meals three times a day. I was like, it's something from me. And I kind of came to terms with myself that it was time for breastfeeding to end. Which again, as I said, it was quite a sad moment. But at the same time, I knew in the journey was what needed to happen. If your 4 month old is starting to suffer, I would take like intervention now and make a diary. Maybe if you eat something like, I don't know, like a cheesecake, and then, sorry, that was so random, but you have a cheesecake and then she's on her last feed and she's in a lot of discomfort, could be a dairy intolerance or allergy. You really have to dig deep into what you're consuming, because remember, food is power and food is our medicine, versus how your baby reacts. If you can alter your diet. I didn't have the strength then to go vegan. I could have gone vegan and probably carried on breastfeeding, but I didn't want to do that. It's up to you then as a parent what you think is best. Dealing with family or people who are opposed to natural and naturopath route by saying no to the jabbies. I think everybody's going to have an opinion, as everyone does in life. I think that's your baby. You are the mom and the dad, and as long as you're being measured, your opinion matters, and really and is the only opinion that matters. And people are always going to have something to say. People have a lot of stuff to say online about what I have put out about Ziggy's eczema and allergies. And that's okay, because we're all entitled to our opinion. But Ziggy isn't their baby. Ziggy is my baby. So I'm going to make the decisions that's right for him. So you need to respectfully block them out and carry on doing what's right for you, because your gut is in tune with your baby and no one else has that feeling. Do the doctors actually help, or do they only want to prescribe steroid cream? I've alluded to it earlier. I'm going to be honest, in every appointment, I was just told that Ziggy needed steroid cream. No one really dug deeper than that until, as I say, the last doctor kind of like alluded to this allergy thing. And that's kind of like something that I grabbed onto and went private and ran with. So unfortunately, no. But if any doctors watch this, when I put out a reel a long time ago, I can attach it to this YouTube. Actually, we're not going to do that, because last time we did that caused a problem. But I can put a link of a reel that I posted on my Instagram account a while ago. And I had a lot of doctors come for me. And I understand that, because that's what they're trained in. That's what they know. And that's what they're told to do. I don't want to get too deep and I don't want to get too conspiracy on it. But I also am allowed my opinion, and I'm also allowed my truth and my story. And that's that. How did you make the milk made from veg? So I touched on that in the video, but it's so simple. I think it's more the thought of it that's scary rather than the actual practice. It literally is boiling down organic superfood veg. Keep some of the water, because the water that you boil in it holds the nutrients. Blend it with that water, freeze it, and then add it into the milk. But make sure, guys, you're getting the really good beans in as well, because beans have a huge amount of calcium and they are a superfood. So if you can get a good variety in, I won't lie, it was tedious. It's not the easiest thing when you're tired and sleep deprived and then you've got to make a whole batch of your own formula. But there's nothing more rewarding than seeing your baby heal. And now Ziggy has stopped it. So Ziggy doesn't take any milk or any formula. He's fully on three grown-up meals a day and gets all his nutrients from that. But it was worth it. Trust me, there were times where I was just thinking to myself, like, wow, the universe really dealt me some hard cards right now. But looking back, I'm so glad it did because I've learned so, so much. Someone asked what allergies does Ziggy have as present. So he has an egg allergy, a dairy allergy, a salmon allergy, a sesame allergy, and a dog allergy. The allergies that he's recovered from are the nut allergy. However, I'm not too confident in it because at Christmas time, he was exposed to some nuts and he reacted. So I'm still very kind of like cautious around that. The sesame one is really serious as well. They're all serious, those five I've just mentioned. So he has none of that in his diet. Ziggy is basically a vegan with fish and meat. Does that make sense? That's the easiest way I feel to describe it. My baby is constantly flaring. I find it so hard to socialize and let people hold her. Did you feel the same? Absolutely. You know when people say like the first year of like when the baby is born, it's like the best year of your life? I would say it was the worst year of my life. I definitely felt that. I chose sometimes not to socialize and I chose sometimes just to stay indoors because it was easier. Because managing Ziggy's eczema and his pain indoors was easier than going outside to socialize. And that in itself was quite soul destroying. So yeah, I feel you and I hear you and I've been there. And what I would say to you is focus on the healing process as much as you can. And this will all become a distant memory. I wish as new moms that you were made aware of allergies. Me too. Like it was a whole new world. Not only did I become a new mom, which by the way, I had like apprehension about. I was like, I don't know how to look after a baby. I was then exposed to like this world of allergies and eczema. And I was like, wow, this is a whole new world out there. But now I have been exposed to it. There's so much help on the internet, honestly, guys. And on TikTok, lots of good people to follow on Instagram, blogs to read. So there is people out there that you can connect with that are rowing in the same boat. Jabby's damage is real and it really needs to be spoken about more. I couldn't agree. I saw a picture on Instagram the other day and it like really hit a nerve. It was like babies are born and then within the first whatever time of their life, and it was a picture of a baby with a load of like jabbies in them. They have this much jabbies. Then the next swipe, then the baby develops eczema and allergies. So they go back to the doctors and the doctors prescribe them with X medication. Then the babies develop ADHD and mental health problems. Then they go back to the doctors. Then they're given another medicine and it's just a revolving circle. What natural products do you use? So when it came to healing Ziggy, it was all in the power of food. That was it. I didn't use any supplements, nothing. I didn't use anything that came from a factory. Anything that was produced in a factory or in a tin can or a bottle did not touch Ziggy. He only consumed something that grew from the ground or off a tree or from an animal because he did start to eat meat, chicken at the start. That's what healed our son. I don't think we realize in this generation how powerful food is. Food is our medicine. Eating the right foods at different times when you're ill, when you're suffering from X, Y, and Z will heal you, in my opinion. So what skincare products do you use on Zig now for a bath or moisturizer? So cream-wise moisturizer, it's just Epiderm cream. And then honestly, in the bath, I rarely use anything. But if I do, Child's Farm works really well on Ziggy. My little boy had really bad reflux and cow's milk protein allergy and eczema from when he was 3 months. And it was the hardest time of my life. We even had to hold his arms down when he slept. Sis, I did that for like 8 months of Ziggy's life. We had to sit with him and sleep on his arms to stop him itching. And as you say, it's the hardest thing ever. And I don't think you realize until you become one of those moms how difficult it is. It comes to a point when you're like, I just really want my baby to have a night's sleep. And I really want to have a night's sleep, but it's not possible in your journey right now. And I think that's the hardest thing. I remember sleeping on top of Ziggy's arms. And then you realize because you don't get sleep when you sleep on top of your baby's arms. Because then I was worried, like, what if I fall asleep? And, you know, like all the co-sleeping risks. So, yeah, it's really, really tough. I know this is a touchy one, but how are you strong enough skipping the rest of the jabbies? I think once I realized what I thought had caused him so much harm, like, it wasn't even in the question moving forward. I had a call a couple of months ago with regards to, it was from the doctors, and they were saying, you know, Ziggy's overdue and there's these coming up. Are you coming in? And I said, no, please take me off the list. He won't be getting anything moving forward. And they were really cool. They were like, okay, thanks so much, bye. I felt no pressure. I felt no, like, shame. The only thing she said was like, do you want to come in and I can talk to you about it and give you some more information? And when I politely declined, she was like, okay, cool. And I was really thankful for that, because it is tough to make that decision, but it's what I felt was best. The guilt as a mom seeing your baby go through it. Is it my fault? Where am I going wrong? I felt the exact same. I was like, have I ruined my child? I was like, what have I done? I felt so guilty, and I felt so... I remember I had a work trip to Disneyland Paris, and it was quite literally... like, if I wish I had the camera on and videoing that trip, or someone videoing that trip, because it was quite possibly the most disastrous, painful trip. Disneyland Paris, meant to be like the most magical place in the world. Ziggy was at his worst. He was so red and swollen. He would not stop itching. He didn't sleep. I remember Seth tried to get him to sleep one of the nights we were staying in the hotel, and the only way to get him to sleep was to like sit in a U-shape in between the two beds in the hotel room, and it was the only way Ziggy was settled. So Seth was sleeping in the hotel with his legs up against one bed and his arms up against the other bed with Ziggy sleeping on him, because that was the only way Ziggy could get comfortable. Like, it's literally like soul destroying as parents. And for your baby as well. It's literally the worst. And I remember just looking at him, and I just remember thinking to myself, like, what have I done? And that was a really pivotal moment for me. It was actually when we got back from Disneyland Paris that he had his allergy appointment. How to get over that anxiety of your baby's food allergies. So I really hear this one. I really now don't have any anxieties over it. I feel quite strong, and... whenever we go anywhere, it's the first thing I say to either the person we're with, the house we're in, or the restaurant we're in. I think once you know, like, the detriment it can have to your baby if he does have them, you have no shame. And just build that confidence. You're his mom. You know best. You know what he can and can't have. So don't feel anxiety over it. And then also, if you feel anxiety about him being, like, out of your sight, this is probably not helpful, but don't let him out of your sight, or only let him be around people that you know have his back. It's really, really difficult though. Are you starting the milk ladder for Ziggy? No. So his recent allergy appointment, his dairy allergy was still really strong. So it's not the right time for us to do that. We do sometimes give him like a tiny, tiny bit of, for example, like a malted milk biscuit, for example. And he's fine. But we haven't done like a whole little bait cake and give it to him and started that. When I go back to my next allergy appointment, I'm going to talk about that. But it was still so strong, the reaction when we last went, that it wasn't the right time for us. And by the way, guys, when you go to an allergy appointment and they test for your child's allergy, they'll put it like here on the arm, and they measure the allergy severity based on how much the skin spreads, and they measure it with like a ruler, and his one was really severe, like on the top. So I was not about to then start asking questions about a milk ladder. And I have no problem if Ziggy's vegan with fish and meat for the rest of his life, because luckily, like, I'm cool with it. Like, I know what recipes to cook. I don't think it's the end of the world now. As long as he's healthy and happy, that's all that matters. As long as his skin is beautiful and clear and not itchy and he's not stressed, no problem. I have no problem going the extra mile, helping him with food, then like trying to do all these ladders and get him fixed and his skin flares up again, you know? Like, it's no problem if his body doesn't want it. How to avoid steroids when they tell me it's the only thing that will help? You just have to have confidence, and you just have to say no. I guess it's like medical versus natural world. That's all I can say. You just have to have confidence, quite literally. So someone wrote in and said, my little boy is 2 and has flares up all the time. I've tried so much, but he's but it's still a struggle. He has scarred his skin from scratching, has to wear scratch sleeves. Any advice? You need to take him to get allergy tested. He's two, so he's eating proper four meals. I'm guessing he's maybe off formula, maybe not. You need to go and get him allergy tested. His gut is reacting to something. He's eating something that his body doesn't agree with. And if you go and get allergy tested, and there's no results with regards to food, you need to get allergy tested with regards to like a washing detergent or whatever your bed sheets are washing, environmental things, dust, etc. You need to go and get your child in front of a pediatrician who can allergy test him. Allergy testing was pivotal for Ziggy's journey because once we knew the things that were really affecting his gut, we took them out, we healed him naturally. That hand in hand completely healed our baby. So allergy testing, for in my opinion, is really important in this instance. Did he ever have red patches before the jabbies? No, he was clear. He had the most beautiful buttery soft skin in the world. Making your own milk amazed me. It really helped my friend. We knew nothing about stuff like that. Honestly, it's crazy. And I really feel like this is kind of where Seth's dad's culture came into it. He's from Morocco. And, you know, he was saying to me, like, when they were kids back home, like, formula wasn't a thing. They survived off vegetables from the ground and fruits from the ground. And sometimes I feel like in life it's become a bit overcomplicated by the medical world and all these factory artificial things. And he was the one that said, trust me, do this and it will heal, and it will heal Ziggy. So I'm very thankful that he did that, honestly, because as I say, it was pivotal. And I know it's weird. It feels weird. It feels alien. It's not normal to us. But there's a reason why it's not normal to us, because we are brainwashed sometimes by society and you have to go outside the norm sometimes. And that's what we did. And we have a healthy, healed baby with not one bit of eczema. It's amazing. I hear so often about early weaning being the cause of allergies. What are your thoughts? Yeah, totally hear that and totally understand it. In this case, I really, really find it hard to believe. I think I started him with avocado before the jabbies. Again, the jabbies, I don't know. The schedule just did not seem right. I find it really hard to believe that a bit of avocado can cause head-to-toe severe eczema and a bout of allergies. I just find that hard to believe. Like, maybe I'm wrong and I understand that, but weaning a baby with a bit of avocado, I just can't get my head around that being the cause of it. This is an interesting one. Adult eczema. There is a way to heal and it's not steroids. However, they do give you sanity. Now, I'll talk about my sister briefly on this. So my sister had eczema, this is years ago, on like her eyelids here and on some parts of her hands. And she went to the doctors and she got given steroid cream. So I think it was on the top of her lip also. She, not knowing about steroid cream, applied. It went, then it would come back worse. She'd get stronger ones. Applied. It went, it would come back worse. Then you get a stronger one. This revolving circle of BS. And then she stopped and her body, head to toe, flared up in extreme eczema. And that is your body having withdrawals. It's called TSW. Please look into it. It's the reason why I would never give Ziggy steroids in that way. And for me, I just feel like steroid cream is a quick fix, easy route, but it is a long-term disaster, detrimental effect to you. And I feel like you should be patient and put the work in healing naturally before you go to steroid cream. The way my sister, I'd say my sister's eczema was worse than Ziggy's. The way my sister healed, she went vegan. She cut out alcohol, she cut out sugar, and she ate only natural organic produce. And she healed her body head to toe. It was severe. She looked completely burned, guys. And she healed herself. And again, that's the same thing. It's your gut. And that is your body telling you that food and how we feed it is really important. And I also know that Aveeno really helped Lydia, but interestingly enough, it didn't help Ziggy at all. How to know what to put in your homemade formula? Neo ingredients scare me. I get you. Neocate ingredients look like a complete like science experiment that a 10-year-old is doing in his bedroom with a freaking test tube. It's honestly scary. And it wasn't until we started to deep that Neo-Kate was the problem, i.e. after we'd give Ziggy a bottle and he would just go. It's like he always has eczema, but then when he would have a bottle, it would be like a volcano that erupted. And then we were like, let's just look at the ingredients. And we pre'd the ingredients on the back of the tub. And we were like, oh my God, like no freaking 12-month-old should be shoving all of this. Like, it's scary. Like, you can't even understand it. It's like in another language. It's just like, it's just wild to me. Are you planning to reintroduce any of the allergens? Kind of similar to the dairy ladder question. Not right now. We're still on, Ziggy only healed like a matter of 6 months ago. So we're not rushing anything right now. It's still a reset and recover process, and that's fine. And as I said, if he continues to be vegan with the meat and fish for the rest of his life, it's okay because he's happy, he's thriving, he loves food, everything we cook he loves. And he can tell it, like, for example, I do give him stuff out of a packet now because his body can take it. How do you keep on top of flare-ups? We haven't had any. We haven't had one flare-up since we healed him. We know what causes it now, and so we just wouldn't give that to him. Of course, if we started giving him all the stuff that he's allergic to and his gut is really, 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 really struggles with, then we would have flare-ups. But he doesn't have flare-ups. I'm telling you, since his body healed and reset, there's not one bit of eczema on his body. It's incredible. How did you work out it was food related? My baby has mild eczema, but it can get really bad. So how I knew it was food related and something that was in his gut that was really harming him. If I ate certain meals and then breastfed, I could see it would like peak. It was always really bad, but then it could get really, really, really bad. I remember, again, when we went on holiday, we were in Portugal and the breakfast was so nice and there was loads of like gorgeous cheeses for breakfast. Like, and I would shove my plate, not knowing of course at this time what was going on, but I would shove my plate of basically brie, shovel it down for breakfast. I kept noticing on every like mid-morning feed on that holiday that Ziggy would just be at his worst. And that's when I started to clock, paired with when the poo started to start, because that's a huge hint to allergies and something wrong with food in his gut. So that's when I knew it was linked to food. I just kept noticing when I would have more of something and breastfeed him, he would have it worse. And I knew it wasn't anything contact. Like, I knew it wasn't like the washing detergent, because he'd had that washing detergent since he was born. And I knew it wasn't anything environmental in my house, because my house is pretty like, I don't want to start going into this because I don't want to bore people, but my house isn't a very like toxic home. And by toxic, I mean, for example, like I don't pump it with air freshener and toxic cleaning products. I actually don't have Wi-Fi. Like, it's quite a clean home in that sense. So I knew it wasn't anything. I just knew it was food. I just knew there was a strong link to his gut. So this is an interesting one. Where did you start? It's really overwhelming with anything baby eczema related. Do you know what? I think we got to a point where it was so bad, we had to just like pull the trigger and just cut everything. So we didn't do a process of like stopping a little bit of this and stopping a little bit of that and changing a little bit of that. We went from 100 to zero. So we went from him having crazy bad eczema, Neo-Kate, still weaning at the time, to zero. To the weaning stopped. We literally stopped the weaning and only gave him the vegetable formula and the vegetables that were in that formula whole, i.e. sweet potato or i.e. carrot. Then he healed. And then we started to reintroduce some foods that we obviously knew were cool because of his allergy testing. So there was no slow process here. There was no a little bit of that and then a little bit of this. It went from crazy, crazy bad to we're going back to caveman times. We're going back to times where there was no, when people lived in caves and people went out to hunt for their food. That's what we did. We went back to times where people only ate vegetables out of the ground and people only grew food in their garden and ate that like local produce. And it healed and it fixed him. And now, like, even for myself, I'm a lot more conscious about what I do and what I eat and what I drink. Because if changing my baby's diet and letting him eat what he ate can heal severe eczema, then what's it doing to all of us? And I really, really believe in the power of food. I think we had to do it and the universe dealt the cards they dealt us to teach us a bigger lesson. I actually think it's a lot bigger than all of this. And it's really changed our perspective on how we want to raise Ziggy and the stuff we're going to let him be consumed by and consume. And although it was the most painful time of our lives, and not only did it affect Ziggy the most, which is the most important thing, but it affected everyone around us. It affected our relationship really badly. It affected us as individuals really badly. Not only was Ziggy a broken little baby, but I was a really broken mom. I was really at my lowest point. I was told that it was going to be the best year of my life and the best time of my life. And it turned out to be the most painful year of my life. And that was also a hard pill to swallow. And naturally, I even built resentment against myself for that, because I blame myself for not sticking to my gut. I blame myself for not doing enough research. And I blame myself for allowing fear to take over what I knew was right. And it broke me down completely, but it's rebuilt me so much stronger. And my son, seeing him flourish and shine and be happy and be what a baby should be and be what a little boy should be, is the most rewarding thing in the whole wide world. And this process has taught me that our health is everything. You can have the nicest house on the street. You can drive the nicest car. You can have the nicest clothes. You can have the best handbags. You can have the latest drop of whatever. But if you have an unhealthy baby, nothing matters. I don't care where I am. I don't care what I'm doing. As long as my child is healthy, that is the single most important thing to me. And that is where I'm going to end it. Have confidence in yourself, moms. Believe in your gut. Believe in your choices as a parent. Do your research. Do your research. That's the one thing I will say. Look into it from every perspective, the good and the bad. But believe in yourself. And if I can do it and I can heal a baby using complete natural remedies, then so can you. Thanks for listening.